Hi, this is Rise. This is a recording of my poem, I've Seen It Somewhere Before. I've seen it somewhere before. The revolution will also be from the couch. It will be under weeks-old bed sheets, lingering smells of fire cider and Lysol. Some days the only change will be underwear and the sun, and that will be enough. It will be nonlinear and neurodivergent. It will be light and heat and touch sensitive. It will also be full of light and heat and dark and touch and aches and screaming pain and laughter and falling and not having to get up and falling and being asked first before being helped up. The future will have laughter in every pocket. The future will have real pockets. The future will not rename people who have already named themselves. The future sometimes will shut down when overwhelmed and not speak. The future sometimes will shut down when overwhelmed and scream. The future will embrace all its shapes. Regardless, the future will not smile just to be polite. The future will be captioned, will be signed, will be interpreted. The future will not claim interdependence and then shame people for not knowing what their needs are. The future will be trauma-informed and harm reductionist, and it will be that as a collective. And interpersonally. The future will not just admit when they're wrong. The future will revel in it and bless the stars for the chance to learn more. The future will learn in order to teach, in order to learn, in order to teach, in order to learn some more. The future has cute companion pups. The future has free canes and crutches and insulin and albuterol and ventilators. The future will fidget and clap and repeat until acknowledged. The future will fidget and clap and repeat until acknowledged. I said the future will fidget and clap and repeat until acknowledged. The future will be still. The future will be patient. The future will not allow urgency to harm its people. The future is infinite. The future is all at once and nothing at all. The future closes their eyes and rests and justifies nothing. The future has the answers because the present has the people. Disabled people and chronically ill people have been murdered by their peers in the state. Through COVID, and we will remember. Our ancestors will remember, and they will carry us when all else refuse. And sometimes they will lay down with us and rest and breathe and entangle fingers and wrists and wires, and we will know the surge of companionship deeper than any human touch. I swear to you, isolation could never.